Which is four lines up in the narrow line. The people who disagree, more want to know what did the people who argue on Ben Becerra say to him. So they said to him, "Matzilah b'shav is tikkim a sefer." Not Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. If you're allowed to on Shabbos, take the teak with the sefer. Rav Bisha Yesh Besecha Moos. Even though there's money inside the teak, Mishum Kavod it's a sefer. It's a tzarech kibayah. Adina Badei Hatzolus Moos Hein Tzarech Edyet. We're willing to allow him to do the moving of the money, which is a tzarech edyet, because of the cover of the sefer. So they said, L'Navshet is a Pesach. Shouldn't our arguments before the Tzarech Gevoya of the Kapolos of Lamaneu Bitzmiya? From Tzarech Gevoya, Lushari Tzarech Hedyet Bahadei? The Tzarech Gevoya, shouldn't it allow the Tzarech Hedyet? So Moshe says, what's the comparison? Hosam Tikumos, the Kamaisi Raya Mine, Tilta Baalmahu. You're dealing with the issue of moving something, which is a Muksa. Hacha Gabi Vutayo de Pesach. The Ari Bohashta, Malacha Gemura. We're dealing with a full-fledged Lama Tes Malachas, the Havshata Miyavas Malachasi. Havshata is one of the Lama Tes Malachas. So how can you say, if you're Matar, they're Vodan, you should be Matar, they're Raisin. Some more answers, but Tarkti Pligi. Gabi Pesach. The argument, 2 points, Gabi Pesach. Pligi, but till too late. The argument you're allowed to move it. The also Rabbi Shmuel, the Taltal of Pesach, Acher Shartziwe Murav. You're allowed to move the carbon Pesach. You can't even move it. You can't move it from the out in the sun where it's going to cause it to start to decompose and deteriorate. Let's sail to a shadier place. You can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because you've ordered the level. Very tilted level because the or right at this point in time is not usable. And as Rashi says, what do you mean? Why is it not usable? We have for damer the tshlochin damer bebem etamnin shmataltal his son. The Gemara says before that the hides of you're allowed to move the hides because they're said usable to sit on. Teretz is the hosim or behem agas the chazil mishtachaya lemizgalay. Now we're talking about the hide of a behemoth gas, which is thick enough that the person can use it. It's cushions the sitting, etc. It's made to sit a lion. Here we're talking about the oil of a behemoth daka. It's either a goat or a sheep. It doesn't have that property. So, we have a camera light. We're dealing with the day before Pesach. We're dealing on that came out on Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos. Yeah. So this is what they said to him. Chuvalinian tiltal. They said, regards to the issue of tiltal, you said it's prohibited. If we can move the tikka safer, you must safer on the tiltal or agaposer. The habi nami kavod shemayim. So we see the parallel. What's the parallel? The boster do me the sefer. The boster is parallel to the sefer. And we say if you're allowed to move the sefer, you're allowed to move the tik with the most, so you're allowed to move the or agav the boster. Agav boster, you tatal or have a chumra boy. So if you're allowed to move the boster, you should be allowed to move the or which goes with. Okay, that's what we're holding, I think. The more says, Midami, is it a good comparison? Hosam nas the bosses the dover hamutter. Hacham nas the bosses the dover ha'osser. The teak, which is being moved, is a bosses for the safer. The safer is the dover hamutter. So the teak is the toffle, and you're being metal to the teak, even though it has money in it, because it's also a bosses for the Dabra Mutter, which is the safer. But that the Mor says b'hachan asas bosses l'davar ha'aser. Which is the bosser becomes a bosses for I'm not sure what to do with this Rashi over here. It becomes a bosses, the flow of the Mor, where the Mor's kasha should be that the bosser, which is attached to the or, should become a bosses to the davar ha'aser. Yeah, but what about a case where there's money inside? And then and still you're allowed to do that. So that's mutter. So the natal or aga buser, can't we move the or together with the buser? So now the more switches around. The more says elah midami hasim nasis buser ladavra aser ladavra mutter. The tik is supporting the safer, and is also supporting the money. So it's a buser ladavra aser ladavra mutter. We say the ikur in that situation. We look at what's the ikur, and the ikur is the safer. So therefore, it's mutter. But hacha kula nasis basis l'davar aser. It's only a basis l'davar aser. Now we'll see in Rashi. Rashi says the Mor is now switching around and saying that the basir is not roy for tiltal, because you can't eat it until you roast it. You can't roast it on Shabbos, so you have something which you can do nothing with. So the basir itself becomes a davar aser. So the or is a boss's l'davar aser. So Mor says, "Elohocha kamerle, im avigan tik sheyesh b'soichem mos me alma." You need a container to carry the safer in. You're allowed to bring a container to move the safer, even though right now the container has money inside of it. So it's only supporting money, and you're metaltal the tick with the money inside to save the safer Torah. So that's true. Lo natal or aga baser, we should be allowed to move the or together with the baser that we need to protect from deterioration. Mor says, okay, that's very nice. He goofed Manolan. How do you know that that's true, that you're allowed to take the tick with money from somewhere else to save the safer? The Mor says, "Ilam." If you're going to say the midahecha, the ispei lo shodid lahu, esuinami my sinon. If I told you, you're allowed. The Mishnah says you're allowed to once the tik is there, and it has money inside, you're not required to throw the money out before you take the sefer. So therefore, logic would be allowed to bring it from somewhere else, even though it has money inside of it. Mor says, "Me dami." That's not true. Hosam adahachi bahachi nachu deleka. Over here, the case was the tik is already on the safer and there's money inside. So we should stop, take the money out. You can't shake the money out because when you open a container, you shake out the safer Torah also. So you have to actively stick your hand inside or take the tik off of the safer, shake out the money, put it back on. There's a fire over here. You can't do that. So stick your hands inside and move the money directly. That's also not a benefit. So we say, you know what? Take the tick with the money with the safer and run. But over here, the guy has an empty tick except for money inside of it. And he's schlepping it from somewhere else to get the safer. So why on the way, the Mor says, shake it out. Over here, while you're on the way, shake it out. Like, so who said you ever had to move the money also? I understand you shouldn't stop, part of the money and go. There's a fire, you pick up the thing, but as you're carrying it, shake it out. So I don't see why, how you assume that that's mutter. So that's not mutter. Okay, so then we're stuck with what exactly is this parallel that the Chavraya said to Rishmol, from our Mishnah back to Korban Pesach. Alamar Marbar, Vashri Loilam, Termina Mekorim. The original, we were talking about discussing moving the tick with the money, and that's discussing the issue here of hafshata. We're drawing a parallel from the tilt over here to flaying the animal. But your problem was that over here it's in our mission it's discussing books, and over there it's discussing melacha the raisa. More answers. He's not doing it to use the or. More says, but Abaya the Rabbah Damit Abaya Mother Bereshim of Tikreishe Veloyamus. So it's the Ma'aseh. He's using the or is coming off and being usable. So it's a Tikreishe. More answers. The Shokalei Bibarzi, taking it out in small pieces. He's not doing it in one large hide. It's not usable as a hide. So the melacha of hafshat is to take off a usable or take off little pieces, little snippets, which none of them are the amount that a person will be able to use. That's not the melacha of hafshat. So you're not dealing with the melacha deraisa. Rashi says it's also derbanon, and that's what they're telling him. So if you're mounted the derbanon over here of tiltil, of the tick with the money, to save the safer. So why shouldn't we be matil to remove? Why shouldn't you be matir to remove the or totally? That therefore the buser shouldn't be matzriach or whatever the sword which you said before was. Let's see, Rashi, midami. Tikas ever nasa buser the davar amuter the tataloi beloy shum the lake. Even though there had not been a delay, could you be allowed to move the tikkun with the money? The saver about turtle will davra aser gun most. It's bust the davra aser davra mutter the saver and the money, and the ikur the saver. So it's mutter to move and undo the lakens. The hacha high or not the bustes the davra shakule aser betil shabaser aser the tatal. You can't move the meat. Why the lechazi lechil? You can't eat it. Out of until the evening, the Pesach and Necha Ela Balayla Utsli. It has to be eaten by night time. It has to be eaten roasted. So there's no way to eat this bus right now. Is not usable. So it's unusable. It's muksa. Rishmo less like covered Shemayim, the Necha the Hedya. The part which the Hedya is going to be using. He didn't cheshbon that well. It's covered shemayim because it shouldn't be masriach etc. He said that's the part which goes on his beah. So the part which goes to the hedget, tough luck. Feel like having or teres kli love. Even if you would tell me the or has a teres kli, it still would be also mitzvah mishum the habi buses leiser. Mekolshkin the hu gufei lav bar tiltalu. So I mean, at best you tell me the or is like a kli. But it's a buser the davarasa, which is the buser. It's kolshe now that the or itself isn't a kli either. So, like, what's the tzadheter? So the Mora said, "Imavi antik shibasechemos the habi buser the davar shagula aser. All it is a buser the davarasa. Yet be allowed to move it. The maniach by sefer latziloi. Then it's erech lahashlechemos get mafarish of also. So you don't need to throw the money out. You're allowed to use the tik with the money inside of it to save the sefer." So learn the tautal or aga buser. We shouldn't be allowed to take the or together with the buser. Mor says, how do you know that? Iname the hecha the isbe mos ima sefer lo yishadilahu. You don't throw the money out when you have this with inside the tik. That's the case of the Mishnah. Kiftani lematzal itana didan. The Mishnah says you don't throw it out. See if there's money inside, you're allowed to schlep it. So you know, I'm seeing it. So therefore, you'll say it's a parallel. You're allowed to bring me'alma me'achas zavis abayis tik. You're allowed to bring from one of the corners of the house a tik. Uber sechemos, which has money inside. To put the safer inside to save the safer. So that's your thought process. But me dummy. Can you compare hecha the safer munach imamos la hecha the hupo achshav lavio imamos? What's the best safer? I don't see the parallel. Hosam the Sefer Mos Besoicha. The Sefer already has the money inside. L'hachilah matzachin alei l'mishin dino. You know why we don't take all the money? The l'hachil v'hachil enough for the money. Call the Sefer. We're worried about. Meanwhile, the Sefer might get burnt. But hacha adam aisile nishtino derech b'yosa. As you're bringing it, pour out the money. So Marbar Rashi said, "Kiri amri na meikar." The piggy alav shata only if it's off shata. A ma'aser rabbanon raya mitika sefer the masnisa the mitzil moz agav a sefer. So we're bringing a raya from our mishnah. You save the money with the sefer between tzarchi hedjet agav tzarchi gavar. Once you're saving the sefer, the chavim allowed you to save your money at the same time also. So that's there is a tzarchi hedjet being done, a need for the hedjet being done together with the tzarchi of the gavoy of the sefer. Why? How will echus shows the mishtino since. It's time sensitive. See, we allow the tzarech hedya together with the tzarech gavoya. So hachinami agav tzarech gavoya the kapolah shemlamaneu yavshit. So, but there is a covered shemayim of the bosser shouldn't be sitting there, etc. So that should allow you to be mavshit and get your tzarech hedya of having a good piece of a good hide. So that the tzarech gavoya is the bosser. That the bosser sitting. Looking like an avela or being masriach is not a kavod shemayim. Agav that you can get us you can be mavshit. The kasha was the kasha lucha that you're dealing with a malacha deraisa, so that's not a good comparison. The answer is lo boy le lor and tzarach le lor. He doesn't need the hide. Veno miskaven lehavshit. Mission more his kavana of flaying was not to get the ore, it was just to help the baser. Well, darmi lehevshet edlin b'tchashim the mishkan, and that's not like the malacha which was done in the mishkan, which we did it to use the ore. Rav Shimon might have said creation of yomus. So halcham v'gav lo mikavim mifshet hu. Even though he's not being mikavim, but he is doing that. The shagali b'barzi b'tchadilus dakis mafshet b'chaytech. He's taking off small pieces. Dain derech havshata v'kach v'lam malacha hu elishus. So Rashi learns the word is it's ends up being you're flaying, but you're not flaying in the normal way, and therefore it's a shinui and it's the rabbanon. Now Rashi says it's not. Rashi stresses this point. It's not diamond to the elim and chashim shem the mishkan. I think Rashi is. The more you throw in over here, it's Tavashen Miskavin. It's not Tavashen Miskavin, it's Malacha Genesuch Lagufa. You're doing the act of flaying, which is the exact same Malacha that the Malacha is. But you're not doing it for the purpose of getting the ore, you're doing it for the purpose of helping the Basar. So why is the more bringing in Tavashen Miskavin and more says Sikresha? Like, that's not the conversation. So Rashi, who has his definition of sense, the Gufa, says over here there's a different problem. Since it wasn't being done in the way which is done to the Malacha, which is done in the Mishkan, because the Malacha done in the Mishkan was done the tzarech, the usage of the or of the elim and the tchashim. So Rashi understands. That means what you're doing is you're being Isaac in a different action totally than the action of what the Malacha was in the Mishkan. The Malacha of the Mishkan, the Kavana was a defining element in the Malacha. So you're being Isaac in, well, we'll call it skin removal. And the Malacha of the Mishkan was getting ore. So it's a different Malacha. So the Kavana over here defines the Maisa, Rashi said. The more says, yeah, but the mice, you end up doing the exact same, it's psikresha, you end up with the exact same action, so it should be a psikresha. It's an interesting thought process in Rashi. Tosis cannot say like this, because Tosis in Chagiga says the definition of love is a goof, and Tosis before, in Daf Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Dalet, Tosis says that the definition of love is in the goof is, it's not diamond to what was done in the Mishkan. That's exactly his definition of Israel Gufa, not like Rashi. But Rashi, who learns over there his other cheshmer, he preferred it wouldn't have happened, etc. Rashi says, but if you add the layer that was Chalat Demet to what was in the Mishkan, that's not the Malacha, that's not the Maisa Malacha B'chal. Malacha is Zeruba means it's a Maisa Malacha, but the Kavanah is not there. This wasn't the Maisa Malacha of the Mishkan. So that's Rashi being Mechadish.
What was the time? Okay, so that when the Marshal says, is it a
taking it not for the purpose of using the skin. Okay. That wasn't how it was done in the Mishkan. It was done in the Mishkan to use the skin. Yeah. Well, Hechel Matzil Medicine. So Mishnah Berurah Machloek is, the Tanakhama says, the Mabish Enim are foolish, and Bemisera says, the more foolish. Normally, the usage of the word foolish means that it's open and it's you're able to travel through it, and Enim are foolish means it's closed off on one side. So the Mishnah says, Hechadam and Mefulish, Hechadam and Shedam Mefulish. We're being not over here to move to these areas which are not totally. But not totally halachically permissible to carry on Shabbos. We're discussing a mabi mafulish and mabi shenim mafulish. What does that mean exactly? Amr chista shalosh mechitzas v'shnei lechayayin zeh mabi shenim mafulish gimel mechitzas v'lechi echad zeh mabi hamafulish. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. And this is all going like Rabbi Eliezer. I'll explain Rabbi chista in a second. What's really as it's not Heksher Mavi Mishnah Erevin. What do you need to do to make a Mavi mutter to carry inside? So you need to do a Shitufi Mavuas, which is the parallel to Rubei Chateris in a Mavi. Each one of there's many different things. There's many houses opening into a Chatzir. There's many Chateris opening up into a Mavi. So Chazal required a separate process. A different process called Shitufei Mavuos, which was parallel to the Ruvei Chatzeres. You can do it in such a way, if you do it with the right way, you can use it for a Ruvei Chatzeres also, if the different Chatzeres want to be Mishtatah together. But there are some ways that, you know, Ruvei Chatzeres requires pas, Shitufei Mavuos does not require pas. There are some differences. Besides that, you need to create your Mechitza. You need to create your enclosure, make sure that it's totally enclosed. Like the same way we have when you deal with a Rubei Chatzeres. You have to have the Rubei Chatzeres, and you also have to have the enclosure, the Mechitza, which we call colloquially the Eruv, which actually halachically is not really the proper usage of the term. The Eruv is down. The Eruv is not down. The Rubei Chatzeres is still fine. The problem is that the Mechitza, which we made, is not functioning. Anyway, so what do you require when it comes to Mavi to make it permitted? So Mavi is open on one end. So it has three meter rice, it has three walls, it's mutter to carry it. It comes and you can't carry it until you do something to be moderate. What do you need? So Bishami Ermim Lechi Bekari, you have to do a Lechi, which means you put one post, one side of the Mavi, you don't need two sides, one post. And you need a beam going across the top. Either one is sufficient, either a lechi or a kara. You need two, one on each side. You don't need to search the Pesach, you just need two lechayim. You need the two lechayim on the two sides of the opening.
No beam.
So, but if you had a beam, otherwise is Rabbi Lezer only saying...
Well, then you have to search the Pesach. So that's for sure.
No,
curve is not good. You need two lechayim. So according to Eliezer, the Rechitza says there are two tanoim over here, both agree with the Holik of Eliezer, that the imat and mabah, you need two lechayim. And now the question is, when we say mabah, so the Tanakhama says you're matter to carry it out to a case which has two lechayim. Memesera says even to a mefulish means even if it only has one lechi, which is not enough according to Bliazer, but for this we're a matter with one lechi. So Amalei Rava, Rava says to Chista, Gimel mechitzas v'lechi echad mefulish kavitzalei. So the Tanakhama says you're allowed to take it out to Memesera says even to a mefulish. How can you refer to a mefulish? It's enclosed on three sides. It has one lechi in the front. It says, that's an open mavi. which has a flow through it. It has only flow through it. It's closed at the other end. How can you refer to that as a mafulish? Void. Rabbanan, not to the if it has, we'll see later in the next Mishnah, if it's totally enclosed, halachically valid, in a halachically valid way, you're allowed to take out food also. So the Chum said there's a special heter to take out the sefer to a place which it's not only a sefer, this is a heter to Rechlem Mashkim also. Because it's totally enclosed, that's properly, it has to look at Yayim. Elmer Rabba, Shnei Mechitzas, Shnei Lecha Yayim. You only had two Mechitzas. We're going like Basila, that a Lechi is enough to be Matav. You have a Lechi on either end, so you have two parallel Mechitzas. And then you have a Lechi, one Lechi on side A, one Lechi on side B. That's the case of Mabish and Mafulish. So it's not open because it has two lechayayim, one in each end. Shem achitzes v'lechi echad zeh omavi hamafulish. So that's mamash. It flows through the traffic, flows through. There's only one lechi and one end. But tomorrow I'll leave with the Rabbi Yehuda. This is going like Rabbi Yehuda sheet. Rabbi Yehuda said there's a hetzer, which we had this before in the above. The Rabbi Yehuda holds the Tanya. Yes, okay. And Rabbi Yehuda, the Chumah hold that you can't be matter such a mother. It's open on two ends. You can't be matu. The Behuda holds that we have a mavi which is open on two ends. You're able to be matu it by putting a lechi on either end. That's the Behuda kula. So the Behuda gives it another example. Mishiyeshlo shnei batim shnei tzidim shesarab. If you have two houses on the two sides of shesarab, according to Behuda, that now this shesarab now has walls on two sides. It's not shesarab anymore. Because obviously, but it's Rishazaram, you can't be Matur Rishazaram with a lechi. So he holds, once it has the walls on two sides, it's not Rishazaram anymore.
No matter how wide or no matter how many people go through.
The more discusses, is there then a Rabban Boykin by Karnat Behuda? Is a Mabatul Mechitzis? But he passes, holds that it's not. If you have full valid Mechitzis, he holds it's not. So you have two houses on two sides, so the houses function as walls. You can do a lechi either end or a kar in either end. You carry in the middle. So our two tanaim are going like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi says. And Chum say it's only mutter if you have a tikkun on both ends. Karnat Behuda, it's not a shesuram deraisa because it has two walls. It's also mirabana, and the head of the rabbana required two lechayim, one on either end. Well, for safer, we're matter with one lechi. That's Ben Beseris. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says to Rabbi, Lidoch, Nami, if we're going like a Behuda, that you're allowed to carry inside two walls and a lech at either end, so we're back to the same questions. Why can't you take food out? According to Rabbanu, it's a full-fledged tikkun. Rabbanu not, lidoch nami, Rabbanu not to l'secha ayachlo namashka. So what'd you gain? Tosfos says, so exactly what did Rabbi think? Let's just finish off over here. Elam Rabashi says, because it is kasha. Shalot mechitzes belechi echad zeh mavish enem afolish. Gim mechitzes below lechi zeh mavish enem afolish. And we're going like Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer says that you require two lechayim. But the mice is not foolish. Even without two lechayim, it's not a foolish. It's not something which there's a flow of traffic through because it's open, close to one end. So when we refer to it as a mavi, shenem a foolish means it has only one lechi. There's some type of enclosure at the end, not enough. And mavi a foolish means you made no enclosure at all at that end. That's called a mavi which is open. So it comes out that you can't take Eichel and Mashkin because it's not enclosed properly at that end. We're mounted for a sefer with only one lechi. And Ibn Sarah says you're mounted for a sefer even without any lechi at all. One lechi is sufficient. Okay, we will hold it here.